This is the Michigan Sports Network.
We invite you to join the conversation on X's and Bros by dialing up the Meyer guest line. Meyer is the official sponsor of the Detroit Tigers, Red Wings, Lions, Pistons, and the Michigan Sports Network.
Rise and shine, folks. Good thirsty Thursday morning to you, the 22nd day of April, 2021. We welcome you here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio, Anthony Bellino company for the Radio Bunker. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21,000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527. 313-396-5527. We are on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook X's and Bros. Good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast Channel 900 and on BCSN. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio app pages. Plus, we're online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Dan is at Dan in the Studio on Twitter. Ryan is at Ryan L underscore Key, and I am at AC Bellino. Gentlemen, good morning to both of you. Happy Thursday. How are things? How's life? What's going on over there? Anything good?
The Tigers played a total of two baseball games in about 4 hours and 11 minutes yesterday. It was pretty great. The seven inning doubleheader, I was telling Ryan, it makes it seem like a softball game because there's only seven innings. So they're coming up their swing and trying to score runs. I mean, I'm pretty sure the longest at bat in the first three innings of the second game last night was like four pitches. They were just swinging. At first pitch, like, I mean, five or six batters in a row, it seemed like.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. I know that we can get maybe a little bit more into this later. GB Ritz was very heated about about the idea of the seven inning game, and it's not baseball, it's softball. I mean, it's still baseball. And as times change, people change, things change. I love the seven inning game. When people say, "Well, nine innings is a baseball game," okay, well, all right. You could play baseball in seven innings too. You could play it in five.
If nine innings is a baseball game, they're going to have to, I don't know how to speed the game up, but you cannot have pitchers literally standing there for an entire minute before they throw a pitch. In between, when they're having, you know, eight pitch at bats, you can't do that.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, in baseball is an inherently slow game. It's just slower. It's not football. It's not basketball. It's not hockey. It is baseball. And, you know, every year I feel like, you know, people talk about, you know, baseball is struggling and it's missing out on fans, which it does kind of feel like it's missing out on the youth. But every year the ratings do pretty well for the, you know, regional sports networks. But then again, they don't really have much to compete with. They own the summer. It's mostly theirs. You know, you have a little bit of overlap with the NHL and a little bit of overlap with the NBA. But then, I mean, once the football season starts, I feel like just all attention and focus kind of shifts and changes a little bit. But Major League Baseball still does fairly well, all things considered. And, yeah, I'm not, I mean, it just is what it is. It's a slow game. It's just slow. It takes a long time. And the fact that there is no clock, there's no set time, makes it very unique. Right? There is no time in how long this thing could take. But I think that is, as you mentioned, Dan, when you have, you know, pitchers taking a full minute between pitches and you're in 8, 10, 12 pitch at bats and it slows things down, that's where you lose some people's attention spans. You know? And it is what it is. We'll keep it moving. We'll get more into that Tigers game and both games coming up, the doubleheader there. We have Neil from Toledo. Is Neil from Toledo on the phone right now?
I couldn't understand his I did not hear what he said, so I was asking you, and then you do that.
Well, I mean, I don't have the phone. You got caller ID. How the hell am I supposed to know who it is?
I don't know. You know the Toledo callers better than I do. Yeah, more than I do.
I don't know. Maybe it's Neil. Maybe it could be Bill. Could be Neil. Could be Steve. Who knows? Let's take it. Let's see what happens.
They're online. Hello?
Hello? Hello? Don't have to worry about that.
Here you go.
Problem solved. There you go. It's just as simple as that. What else is going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
And there goes maybe Neil's name out of the sheet. Gone just like that. NFL owners are okaying a change to replay and a couple of other new rules for 2021 because that's what football does. Every year they experiment a little bit with the real league. They don't send, you know, they don't make changes in the CFL and be like, how does that apply? No, they'll change it for a year. This is what we're going to do this year. If we like it, we'll keep it. But a series of new rules. Owners rejected a more robust proposals about a full-time sky judge, including one for the Baltimore Ravens that would have created a booth umpire. Instead, owners took more of a modest step by giving the existing replay officials who sit in the press box at each stadium the authority to consult with referees on certain specific objective aspects of a play when clear and obvious video evidence is present. Whatever that means. Chairman of the NFL Competition Committee, Rich McKay, said neither the committee nor owners felt comfortable with adding an additional official with full authority. Be very interested to see how that approved is a relaxation of the rules for numbers that players are wearing. They can expand a little bit. Running backs, wide receivers, tight ends, defensive backs, and linebackers can now all wear numbers in single digits if they so choose based on pre-existing NFL rules. Players who want to change their number this season will have to buy out the inventory of the NFL's manufacturing partners. This wouldn't apply to players who give notice in 2021 that they want to change numbers in 2022. So look, if you're going to change numbers all of a sudden, NFL shops already made all this, cough it up. Approved, it will be a one-year experiment in an attempt to make it easier to recover onside kicks. So in 2021, the receiving team on kickoffs will be limited to 9 players within 25 yards of the ball. Last season, NFL teams recovered only 6 of 67 onside kicks, the lowest total and recovery rate since at least 2001. As a result, the Philadelphia Eagles proposed that teams be given an option to gain 15 yards on one offensive play from their own 25-yard line to retain possession after a score. So instead of going onside, let's line up and play first and 15. We get the first down. We get the ball. They tabled a rule that would have expanded the area in which players are prohibited from blocking below the waist, eliminated overtime in preseason games, so those can end up in a tie. They changed a rule that will now force a loss of down if 2 passes are completed behind the line of scrimmage, which that to me seems... Change the rule that will now force a loss of down if 2 passes are completed behind the line of scrimmage. What? That doesn't make any sense. Why would you do that? But this is the thing. The NFL, in this list of rules, continues to go on. They didn't act on the spot or choose proposal from the Ravens for the winner of overtime, which I know that I think Ryan was a big fan of. I was a big fan of that, too. For overtime rules, if you win the toss, you can spot the ball. The other team gets to choose whether they want the ball or to defend. So I thought that made it interesting. But the NFL is willing to adapt and figure some things out. Major League Baseball, on the other hand, just feels like they're stuck in the mud. Antonio Brown has settled his dispute with his ex-trainer who accused him of a sexual assault. The National Football League is going to announce their full 2021 season schedule coming up on May 12th. The Golden State Warriors' Steph Curry game streak of 30 points ends at 11 games. So he had a 30-point streak going on, 11 consecutive games. They lost to the Wizards 118-114, and his streak of scoring at least 30 ended. He finished with 18 points in that contest. Memphis Grizzlies' Jaren Jackson Jr. says returning to the court after his injury was a big win. Congratulations to that young man. The Vegas Golden Knights became the first team to clinch a playoff berth in the NHL. And according to sources, the NHL is targeting October 12th for the start date of the 21-22 season. We'll step aside. More X's and Bros after this. The Tigers played a doubleheader yesterday. That's next here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Spring is showtime at BetMGM. Baseball is back, and as the weather warms up, the hockey and basketball action gets even hotter. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. It's the perfect time to take a shot at an easy 100 from the King of Sportsbooks. Sign up today using code SHEPBET100 and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on the Pistons or Spurs. And if either team hits a three, you win regardless of your bet's outcome. No matter what your favorite sport is, BetMGM is always at your fingertips with innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code SHEPBET100 to win $100 in free bets when you wager $1 on the Pistons or the Spurs hitting a three. Bet with confidence and turn game days into paydays at BetMGM. New customer offer, paid in free bets, must be 21 years or older. Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
BOGO Savings Week is here at Meijer. Look for the BOGO offers in-store for buy one, get one deals on food and more. Like fresh pork ribs and deli specialty cheese are both buy one, get one 50% off. Lay's potato chips, buy one, get one free. And Ziploc storage containers, buy one, get one 30% off. Find dozens of deals like these and more online and in-store today. Make the most of BOGO Savings Week all week long at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store, where service is the difference. We get it. Save this month on Philips Crystal Vision headlight bulbs starting at just $29.99. Trico Force wiper blades start at just $14.99. And True Fuel pre-mixed two-stroke engine fuels just $5.49. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with the coupon code SPRING15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network, broadcasting live from Traverse City down to Toledo, Grand Rapids, across to Detroit, all over the great state of Michigan, and in Northwest Ohio as well. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning from 6 until 9 here on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen, Brian Elke, and Anthony Bellino all with you. Text the keyword Sports Radio to 21000, Sports Radio to 21000. Or dial us up on the Meijer Supercenter guest line, 313-396-5527. Now, on the Meijer Supercenter guest line right now, I believe we have Nessa on the phone, is what I was told.
Nella, Anthony, gosh.
It was Neil, then it was Nessa, and now it's Nella. Nella, good morning to you. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Anthony.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well.
I have a question for you.
Yeah, shoot.
What are your thoughts on Badu for the Tigers?
Badu, oh, Akil, came out strong, came out swinging. A great story is a Rule 5 pick, and there's a reason why like 90% of those guys struggle. I mean, there's a reason why they were in the minor leagues for so long. Popped during spring training, completely great with that. Love the story, right? We get into the regular season, starts off in Fuego. Hits a rough patch in Oakland, which you knew was going to happen eventually. At some point, he was going to slow down. That Cinderella story of this guy, all he does is hit home runs and, you know, run scoring doubles. That's going to end at some point. I think he's obviously proven that he can do it at the major league level. The question is, can he do it consistently? So he struggles on the road against Oakland. He goes 0-14. He has 10 strikeouts. That's not necessarily great. I think he's a fine player. I think he's a great story. I think it takes time to figure out whether or not he's going to be an MLB player or not, but I like him. I like him a lot.
What did you think about that hustle double last night? Anthony, I don't know if you saw it. He legged out a double, hit a grounder into shallow center, and he kind of saw that it was going to, you know, hit that sweet spot where everyone has to really run to the ball to get it in.
The tweener.
Yeah.
Right? It's just far enough away that it's like, this is a problem.
I mean, he rounded first and just, it was like, okay, that he just turned it into a double real quick. We haven't had a guy that's able to do that in a while, it seems like.
And wasn't that part of the issue early on is because he didn't sprint sprint to first base.
Maybe he was trying to prove himself again. Yeah.
No, it was in Houston. He hit the one that everybody thought was a home run. And was it Ryan or was it you that was upset that he didn't haul?
I think everyone should.
That was Daniel.
Hey, if you can't now Ryan's going to say, "Well, what about Andre Drummond? He doesn't hustle either."
No, I was not, because I said his previous at bat, he hit a 450-foot home run, so he knows what a home run feels like in that ballpark.
Yeah.
So I understand maybe he felt like he got it again.
Caught a good piece of it. So Nello, that's where we that's where I stand. I think that's where we stand as far as Akil Badu. Hopefully he continues to play well and can stay up there and be a bright spot for this team that needs a little offense. They need a little jolt, right? A little jump start on the offensive side of things.
Yeah, thanks, Anthony.
You're welcome. All right, there we go. We'll keep it moving here on the Meyer Supercenter guest line, 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527, or text the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21,000. Let's get into yesterday's games with the Tigers. Game number one, a 3-2 loss. The Pittsburgh Pirates get the best of the Tigers. They fell to 6-11. They would rally and rebound pretty quickly there for game number two. But is that not the reason why we are interested in where Michael Fulmer is coming out of the bullpen? Or are we okay with the fact that if Fulmer goes four innings, gives up four hits, three earned runs, one walk, struck out three, threw 60 pitches? And of course, when it's a 7-inning game, you're viewing things a little bit differently. You know how I feel about starting pitching. Give me at least six. He goes four. But the wheels came off the bus in the fourth. I mean, that's where the Tigers, who had a 1-0 lead,
they didn't.
Surrendering the three from a scoreboard perspective.
From a scoreboard perspective, but like, there was really no hard contact off Michael Fulmer yesterday, so that was nice to see. It was just Pittsburgh was just stringing together a lot of just nice little Texas leaguers over the shortstop, second baseman's head. So. Like, it's nice to see, like, all right, no hard contact. You're just unlucky today. And that's all it was for Fulmer in the fourth inning. You just weren't lucky. Because the first three innings, it's like him and Tyler Anderson both were cruising through each lineup.
Can we talk about this Pirates team that has a bunch of names that you could mess up? Like, they have Brian Reynolds. You could obviously go with Ryan Reynolds. They have Dustin Fowler, who could easily be Dexter Fowler. Tyler Anderson, that Ryan just mentioned. The Tigers have a Tyler Alexander. It's like, how they have a Kevin Newman. There's also a Kyle Newman NASCAR driver. It's like, how many of these names are like the same initial and
Eric
last
Gonzalez.
Name?
Eric Gonzalez.
Yeah, it's insane. They have half their lineup is a bunch of guys that could.
It's like a 2K created team. They just took very generic names and put them together.
That's why Shep and Dickerson, they get paid the big bucks.
I mean, I thought in my head I said Tyler Alexander about 20 times yesterday when it was Tyler Anderson.
And that's okay, right? Because, I mean,
like,
you can
say
it in your
head.
I'm
pretty sure Colin Moran was the name that they used in place of Barry Bonds when he didn't want to be in video games anymore.
Number 99.
That was actually Joe Young. Was a replacement guy for Barry Bonds.
How about game one, 3-2 loss. Ryan makes a good point about the way that that Pittsburgh got their runs going in the fourth. Only throwing 60 pitches, I think that's a really nice number. But Fulmer and Skubal were supposed to kind of split this game up. Tarik came in and threw three innings of three-hit ball, didn't surrender a single run. He did walk three, however, struck out two, threw 62 pitches. So I think that, you know, when you talk about, hey, you guys are going to split this game, that's about as even as a split as you can get. And Fulmer, everything was going well, you know, for the most part up until that fourth inning. So, you know, you look at their pitch counts, 60 pitches for Fulmer through four, 62 for Skubal through three. And I think from a game plan standpoint, they kind of got what they wanted. Just, you know, if you're 3 of 23 from the plate, you know, it's tough to, you know, you only score two runs. It's going to be tough to win baseball games like that. This team is going to have to manufacture more than two runs to win games. I wish there was like some sort of sweet science, like what would be that number that if the Tigers score X, the win probability shoots through the roof. Like if they score four or five, But do they have the bats to be able to do so? So they turn around. How long was the break in between? Because the first game started.
The first game was 2 hours and 16 minutes. It started at 1:10. No, 2:10. 2:10.
2:10.
So it was about 4:30 we were done. Second game started at 6:40.
Gotcha.
The second game, 1:55.
Beautiful. Beautiful right there. My boy Willie Castro, 2 for 3. Nice outing from him. Love to see the Castro brothers hitting it. And Akil Baddoo, who he mentioned, was one of two. Spencer Turnbull goes 5 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, 1 earned, 2 walks. Struck out 6. I, my friends, intrigued, very intrigued by the pitching staff. And even between the split there between Fulmer and Skubal, Turnbull has a nice outing here. I know it's the Pirates. I get it. You got to weigh it all with a grain of salt. Detroit Tigers win that game 5-2. Is 5 kind of the magic number? If their offense can get their act together and, you know, be able to, you know, put the bat on the ball, get some contact, get some runners on. If they can produce 5 runs, will this team, is that enough offense for this team that looks like, from a pitching staff standpoint, I like where the pitching staff is at. I might be on an island there. I think you can kind of see it. And I think that you know that in the back of your mind, you still have Matt Manning, another name, right? You still have Alex Faedo, another name. I think that you still have some promise coming up. And I think you do the best you can with what you got this season. But I think that the pitching staff has been a pleasant surprise for this team. They're back in action today at 1:10. Will be the first pitch against the Pirates to wrap things up there. We'll step aside when we return. Pistons were in action last night. Sadiq Bey, LaMelo Ball, Rookie of the Year. We'll get into that next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. Professional basketball and hockey are both in the second half of the season, and we just opened up professional baseball. So now is the time for new players in Michigan. Use TwinSpires and they'll give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, $1,000 in one whole week to try out your luck. Basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, they've got it all, and you can do it all right from your phone. Download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. No computer can match its intellect. No work of art can rival its beauty. And there is nothing on earth more personal than your brain. It defines who you are. It determines how you love and what others love in you. Your brain is unlike anything we have ever known or will ever see. And in a moment, all of that can change forever. Traumatic brain injury, TBI, can happen anywhere, at any time, to anyone. TBI can define who you are. TBI can determine how you will love. There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. And for victims and families of TBI, there is nowhere on earth like the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Great to have you riding along with us, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening on this Thursday morning. That's right, 22nd day of April 2021. And boy, a lot to digest from over the week, man. It has been a lot going on across the board. But coming up this weekend, you'll get UFC 261. That's Usman versus Masvidal. And TwinSpire Sportsbook has a special primetime offer for the fight. New players can win $100 on a $1 bet if the welterweight champion Usman defeats Masvidal in Saturday's title rematch. Just use the promo code PRIMETIME and you'll walk away with $100 in your pocket if the heavy favorite Usman emerges victorious. TwinSpire Sportsbook. Download the mobile app or visit twinspires.com. Today, Danny Cahalan, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. I'm Anthony Bellino coming in from the Radio Bunker. By the way, gentlemen, I saw this because the only reason I saw this is because you had sent it to me in our group chat. It was very, it's been a very hectic, busy last couple of days for me. So when you sent the, I forget if it was Dan or Ryan who sent the tweet about why MLB upheld Nick Castellanos' suspension, I was flabbergasted at this idea that Castellanos is allegedly told that the reason his two-game suspension, remember they had that little shoving match? You know, they were pushing each other around because he flexed over top the catcher. He was told by Major League Baseball.
The pitcher, though. It was the pitcher.
It was the pitcher trying to make the play at the plate.
Yeah.
Correct. So Castellanos was told by Major League Baseball his suspension was because he incited a two-minute shoving match that posted the risk of a, quote, super spreader COVID event. That's it? That's, like, that's why they upheld his suspension, because him shoving, getting in a shoving match with the pitcher, because he flexed on him after scoring, that's going to cause a super spreader event? Who's super spreaded? If everybody's testing negative, who's spreading? Who's super? What? That doesn't even make any sense. And then in the tweet it said, yet MLB allowed Texas Rangers to fill its opening day stadium with 38,000 plus people. MLB has, like, how's MLB is going to restrict, like, what's going on in Texas? Like, they don't have any authority of, like, what's happening in Texas. All they can
no,
do
no but they can't sit there and say this is a super spreader event because of all the people we have allowed on the field through testing.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you. Everybody's like, allowed out there. They've all tested negative.
Right. And I don't, like, we can all assume what this, the person who tweeted this out, what they're trying to mean, but, like, you can't be okay with Texas being fully open stadium and be like, well, our players can't be on the field altogether because that's a super spreader event. Like, it's contradictory.
What, you know what I'm still waiting on? And this bothers people. Like, I tweeted this and lost followers immediately. Like, it happens. It whatever. There's more important things in life. But I'm waiting for, like, the Super Bowl. Remember when the Super Bowl happened? And everybody was going to die after that. And it was like, hey, that's a super spreader event. Like, oh, my God, there's 20,000 people gathering for the Super Bowl. I haven't heard anything. The Rangers opening day. Waiting for Texas numbers to go boom and everybody just death, doom, and destruction. I haven't heard anything. All the people partying in Florida and Miami Beach that was going to send the world into apocalypse. I haven't heard anything. No one's come out with anything. I have not. Michigan's numbers are slowly decreasing. Florida's numbers, Texas's numbers, they haven't, I mean, they're less than where we're at.
Well, they're testing far less.
Well, in the people beginning, just aren't getting in the tested. Beginning, the Florida labs were lying about their tests. They had 99.98 positivity rate. The Tampa News did a story on it, like, yeah, no, they're fudging all their numbers. So we don't, I mean, for as much as you can say they're not testing as much, they might not be, because people might not be sick. So why would you get tested if you have no, if you're not sick, you don't have any symptoms? Why would I go waste a test? If I feel fine, why would I go get a test?
I mean, I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying, it's not just that people, I mean, they're just staying home. They're saying, hey, they're calling their boss and said, hey, I got COVID, can't smell or taste. They're not just going to get tested and then they're just going to stay at home for a week.
And there's nothing your employer could do. I saw a picture from a diner. And on their menu, it said, hey, we're sorry if it takes longer to get your food. We've run into a problem we've never had before, but we can't get anybody to work. I was like, whoa.
You can't get anybody to work anywhere. They can't. Anthony.
It's a mess.
Dude, like, if
we
you
are a mess.
If you drive through Royal Oak, one of the most populous cities in the state, at 10 o'clock on a Saturday, there's nothing open because people don't want to work. You can't get I have had multiple texts over the last week. Hey, you know anybody that needs a job? Because
bro, what are they doing? Like, what is happening here? How are they affording their life? Royal Oak's not cheap.
It's the catch 22. It's unemployment's paying more than their employer. So people are saying, well, they have no reason to go work because they can make more off unemployment. It's like, okay, that's also on the employer for not offering a great wage.
But the employer can only offer, I mean, it's
right, like, it's a catch 22.
It's tough. Like, man. It's tough because I know every employee wants to make $100 an hour, but I mean, that's fine. But are you paying for the overhead? I mean, it's brutal. It's brutal right now to be in business.
Employers that can't offer a lot, and for some of it, it's for small businesses. They can't offer, may not be able to offer a lot, but for some, it's the really crappy jobs that no one ever really wanted to have. Now they have a little bit of a choice.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but it's not looking good. It is not looking good. I just, when I saw the Castellanos thing, it's the first thing I thought of, and I'm like, dude, I'm still waiting for the Super Bowl. Like, where are those numbers at? Dan, you got some action over there in the Meyer Supercenter guest line?
Yes, Freddie's on hold.
Freddie's on hold. Freddie, good morning to my man. Happy Thirsty Thursday to you. How are you, partner?
Good, AB. How are you?
I'm doing well, my friend. Thank you.
Hey, listen, when I tweet about Michigan, I lose followers too, so don't worry about it. It happens.
There are programs losing followers by the second.
Yeah, and players and coaches.
I thought they were making money hand over fist, Anthony.
They are. They're still losing followers. Both can be the same. You can make money and lose Twitter followers at the same time.
Well, don't forget they're losing top recruiters and the coaches and all that stuff, you know.
So, are they really top recruiters and coaches, though, if you can't win any meaningful games?
Well, isn't it
the recruiter's job is just to get them in the door. It's the coach's job to win the games.
Coach them up! That's what they say.
Everywhere Jim Harbaugh goes, it seems like after about 3-4 years, he wears out his welcome. I don't know why, but I want to talk NFL draft. I want to tell you my condolences to you and about your grandmother. I'm really sorry to hear that, man.
Oh, thank you, Freddie. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I never got to meet my grandparents, and I hear they're pretty important. So, my condolences out to you.
Thank you.
So, the NFL, I wanted a couple questions I had. The Tigers, guys like Matt Manning and Ryan would probably know, Torkelson and Riley Green. Do you know, I don't know the term I want to use, but can they come up right now or will they lose major league experience?
So I think that deadline has, well, I don't know if they'd still gain experience, but if they called them up now, the Tigers would have an extra year of control. Their service time would start. That'd start the clock ticking. So, like, you won't see Green or Torkelson. Like, Torkelson maybe next year's September call-up. Green probably 2 years away because he's so young. I think he's 19, 20 years old. So, like, they'll take a little bit of time with him. As for Manning, I hope next year is like, mid-April, once that special like April 16th deadline passes where you get the extra year of control. If not, then what the hell are we doing here?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. It's time to get some of these kids up.
That's my only complaint with Avila is that, like, these prospects are, they're heralded, but it's like it seems like we're taking a really long time of bringing them in.
No, and that's fair. But the only thing with all that situation is, though, I mean, how much is Chris Hill pulling the strings behind the scenes that we don't know about? You know, maybe he's telling him, don't bring these kids up yet. You know, who knows? I mean, maybe the team's for sale. Maybe he's just trying to put it all together. Who knows what's going on behind? You hear rumors of teams for sale. It's not for sale. I mean, I'm a businessman. If I'm going to sell the Tigers, I'm not selling them until some of these kids start to blossom. Some of these kids started to blossom. Well, obviously my team's going to be worth much more money. So who knows? I mean, who knows what's going on? But
But teams are just worth a lot in general. I mean, the Royals sold for a year and a half ago for a billion dollars.
Yeah, it's an insane amount of money in value right now.
Yeah, but the problem is, too, though, you got, I mean, the more money you sell it for, the more capital gains you're going to have to pay. So, I mean, there's a lot to it. So, I mean, as a businessman, if I'm going to sell the Tigers, I want some of these kids to blossom and them to be in playoff contention because the team's going to just be worth so much more money. I mean, you think about Mr. Illich, he only paid $78 million for the Tigers and Tiger Stadium. I mean, I know that was 1992, but, I mean, think about that. $78 million?
Yeah, but there's absolutely – Freddie, come on. You know there's no way Christopher Illich is going to
sell
the team, sell either team, not even with Marion Illich still here. It's just not going to happen. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, look at all the parking space they have.
No, I'm not saying they are. I'm just saying that if – you know, because he says Ryan mentioned the kids aren't coming up. How much is Chris Illich controlling behind the scenes? How much is he telling Avila?
I don't know.
They know the team is not ready. I mean, Riley Green is not even. Is he 20 yet? I don't think he's 20. I mean,
Riley Green's 20.
Torkelson's 21?
21. Fajardo's 25. If you want to complain about Fajardo and Daz Cameron, who are 25 and 24 years old,
yeah,
okay,
yeah,
I could see that.
Those are the guys.
Well, Daz saw some time last year.
He's a good mud hen. And Matt Manning's 23. Isak Paredes is 22. I don't think Sheila Ford has any and is not pulling the strings on the Lions roster. I don't think Chris Illich is pulling the strings on the Tigers roster, Freddie.
The only way Illich will pull strings is just saying, here's our budget for free agency this offseason.
Yes.
Fit
that's
it.
That's what I meant. Yep.
That's now, the only way Illich can, at least that's the only way we hope Illich is pulling the strings.
And with the ability to have a guy like Javier Baez in free agency next year. Yeah. Like, let's go. Open that checkbook up and let's go. Let's like show me that you give a damn.
By the way, how's that Lindor guy doing that you wanted to sign so badly, Anthony?
He'd be great in Detroit. He's an AL kind of guy, and he would be great in Detroit.
Hey, before I get to the NFL draft, now, Anthony, this question is more for you. Are these teams playing a full schedule in the minor leagues, these kids? I mean, they did lose a year last year.
No, right? it's not a full, complete schedule. It's going to be like 30 or 40 games short of what they're supposed to. So they have these alternate training site games where guys who are not on the 26-man roster or the taxi squad but are on the 40-man and in AAA, they're getting some early, basically preseason games before the May 4th start date of minor league baseball. But even still, the season's not going to be what it was.
Yeah, I mean, they lost a lot of time, you know, playing on the field last year. They're going to lose time this year. I mean, that kind of sucks for the Tigers, I mean, because
development is hurt.
Yeah, exactly. So just hope it all works out. On the NFL draft, I was thinking about this last night.
Oh,
are
boy.
Are they doing virtual again, or are they doing – I heard that. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. No, they're in Cleveland. They're in Cleveland this year.
Oh, so they're not doing virtual. Okay, that's cool because that virtual thing – I know a lot of people liked it last year. I thought it sucked. You know, other than Cliff Kingsbury, you know, him and his loafers sitting on the beach. Or
did you see what the L.A. Rams did? They don't even have – they got a beach house that they've rented out. They've decked it all out. They got Rocket Mortgage outside, the pool outside. They don't even have a first-round pick.
What did they get Kelly and Matthews for draft day? Did they get them something special so they can win their Super Bowl?
I'm telling you, I saw something yesterday floating around, and it was Sam Darnold, Jared Goff, Carson Wentz, and Matthew Stafford. It was like, who has the best year upcoming? And I was like, okay, well, Carolina's got a lot of good offensive weapons. They're not as far away as people might believe. They just play in a difficult division. The Indianapolis Colts, they're a playoff team. They're ready to roll. If Carson Wentz is even half as good as what he was in that season that they won the Super Bowl in which he got injured but was up for MVP in that conversation, the Colts are going to be ready to go. The L.A. Rams, I cannot wait to see what happens in the pressure cooker that is the L.A. Rams. National media attention. Every game matters. A lot of eyeballs, a lot of expectation. Matthew Stafford's going to be the guy to take them to the next level. Like, hey, We're going to find out. We are going to find out real soon, and I'm anxious. I'm excited.
I am, too. All those Sunday night games, Monday night games, the pressure cookers, I agree with you. But that's a great question because I got to tell you, Carson Wentz getting out of Philly, getting away from Doug Peterson, and going to Frank Reich, that could be something maybe 5, 6, 7 years from now. We look back and say, man, what a great trade for Indianapolis, and what a career by Carson Wentz. Because that kid
could be the game changer.
Weren't they like 13-1 when he got hurt? He was going to be the MVP, and the kid's got talent, man. It just I think being in Philly, man. You just spoke about that pressure cooker. I mean, talk about Philly, man. I talked to a lot of pizza guys in Philly, friends of mine. They're intense. Imagine the football fans. I mean, they're nuts about their egos, man.
They threw batteries at Santa Claus. Like, Philly fans are insane. They're whacked out.
I hear you.
All of them. They're nuts. Freddie is always my friend. I appreciate you.
Yeah. See you guys, okay? Have a good day. Bye.
Have a great one. There goes Freddie the pizza man. I like the fact that he's got himself like a pizza conglomerate just of pizzeria owners all over the state.
Well, ever since Freddie was on that, the GQ for Pizza magazine.
You got that 8.7 pizza over there, huh?
Call him the pizza dons. Get a meeting together.
Can you imagine Freddie has like a backroom meeting over pizza sauces and cheese? Like the Don of pizza, whoever scored the best in Philly, whoever scores the best in New York, Chicago, Buffalo, sleep on the Buffalo.
I know when Dan and I went and talked to him after, he said that one of his friends scored higher than him.
Where was that?
I think it was one of his Philly friends.
Bold claim for a city known for cheesesteaks. I love it. I think it's great. Delivery drivers, everything else. We were going to talk about Sadiq Bey, but we got sidetracked a little bit there. But that's totally fine. Yeah, NFL draft. We're gonna do a little NFL draft this morning with Jeff Kerr from CBS Sports. Very interested to see who makes the first move. Will we see the domino effect in quarterbacks? And if Sewell is there at number 7, and an offer comes in from Denver or from New England, I feel like we're kind of stuck on Denver and New England at 9 and 15. Can you pass that up and trade back? Or do you have to take him? If you know that offensive tackle seems to be a position of depth in this year's draft. So can you pass on the guy that might be the guy at offensive tackle? Number 1. Except for now, wait a second. Wait, there's kid out in Northwestern we might want to talk about too. So there's some discussions to be had. We'll step aside. We're back with more X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network after this.
BOGO Savings Week is here at Meijer. Look for the BOGO offers in-store for buy one, get one deals on food and more. Like fresh pork ribs and deli specialty cheese are both buy one, get one 50% off. Lay's potato chips, buy one, get one free. And Ziploc storage containers, buy one, get one 30% off. Find dozens of deals like these and more online and in-store today. Make the most of BOGO Savings Week all week long at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
It's all coming up this weekend. UFC 261 in Jacksonville, and TwinSpire Sportsbook has a special primetime play for the Usman-Masvidal fight this coming weekend. Championship bout. New players can win $100 on a $1 bet. That's right. Win $100 on a $1 bet if the welterweight champ Usman defeats Masvidal in Saturday's title rematch. Just use the code PRIMETIME and you'll walk away with $100 in your pocket if the heavy favorite Usman emerges victorious. TwinSpire Sportsbook. Download the app or visit TwinSpires.com today.
Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts Store, where service is the difference. We get it. Save this month on Philips Crystal Vision Headlight Bulbs, starting at just $29.99. Trico Force Wiper Blades start at just $14.99. And True Fuel Premixed Two-Stroke Engine Fuels, just $5.49. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with coupon code SPRING15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at #PopTheTap, at freddythepizzaman.com, That's F-R-E-D-I, thepizzaman.com. Or email freddythepizzaman@gmail.com.
Quiet strength. It is informational and pragmatic. It is compassionate, determined, relentless, and giving. Quiet strength comes from the heart, and it also comes from the brain. Wanting to do the right thing is noble, but discovering how to do the right thing is impactful and lasting. The rehabilitation of traumatic brain injury is what we do at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor. The knowledge, the expertise, the innovation, they come from the brain. Dedicating our lives to the lives of those affected by TBI is also what we do at the Eisenhower Center. The compassion, the respect, the concern, they come from the heart. Our goal is to share our quiet strength with you.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.